This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. New numbers out this morning show business picking up in Europe. A key economic growth survey there beat expectations. Markets there are open and loving this news. More on that when we do the numbers. First, BBC Economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us from London to update us on how Europe is doing. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Mark.
So these numbers, the highest we've seen from Europe in 2 years. What's going right over there?
Slowly, the Eurozone is repairing the economic damage, I think, is the answer. And we are seeing the slow effects of the commitment made by the European Central Bank more than a year ago to, as Mario Draghi, the bank's president, said, do what it takes to preserve the Eurozone. That has swept away a lot of the most extreme anxieties that were around in financial markets and the Eurozone economy more widely. And gradually, it's beginning to inject a bit of confidence and a bit of activity back into the business community. But it's slow. What these figures are pointing to is continued recovery, but still not particularly strong.
And France is a key weak spot in these numbers. What's happening there?
That is really striking. When we had the economic growth figures for the second quarter of the year, France was actually a positive surprise with an expansion of 0.5%. These figures look a little bit more consistent with what people thought, that France is certainly better than it was in the real doldrums earlier this year, but certainly not growing all that strongly. And these figures do indeed suggest that there is more work to be done to get the French economy growing decisively once again.
Okay, the BBC's Andrew Walker in London. Thanks very much.
My pleasure, Mark.